Hey friends, welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Everett and Maxine. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidsshortstories.org, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And while you're there, you gotta check out our family's YouTube channel. We are at, we'll go to kidsshortstories.org/YouTube, and it will take you right to our newest video where we show you how we built a teepee in our backyard. It is super fun and super cool. We do all kinds of super fun things. And guess what? We're going to be doing some fun stuff just for Kid Short Stories on our YouTube channel. Like maybe some live stories and things that we can do together. Does that sound awesome? Yeah, it does. Are you ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Hey, Maxine. Do you know where my spy gear is? Everett said. Everett and Maxine were both on the Spy Kid team on the Animal Rescue Division, and they were both really good at solving problems and figuring out everything that was going on in a mystery. And today was the day that they needed to clean all their gear and organize and make sure that they had everything that they needed. And Everett couldn't find his bag. Maxine, do you have all your stuff? Yeah, here it is. Oh, wait, I think one of your net shooters is in my bag. Here, this was extra. Maxine was going through her bag too and had found and documented everything was just in order because she was really good at keeping things clean. Everett was missing a net shooter, which was in Maxine's bag, and now he just needed to put in some more electricity in his jetpack, so he had to charge it. All right, I think in about 20 minutes, my jetpack will be all charged up, and then we'll be all ready. You see, as a spy kid, you always have to be ready. You have to make sure that all your gear is clean and ready to go, because you never know when an emergency comes that you just gotta go as fast as you can. Well, today was a stay-at-home day. They were planning on getting a little bit of their chores done and some of their homework as well. Everett, I'm kind of tired. Could we take a break and maybe get a snack? Yeah, let's do that. So Everett and Maxine ran over to get a snack. And then all of a sudden, wait. Is that our Spy Kid beeper? Where? Oh no, I can't find mine. Everett was lurking everywhere for his, but Maxine knew exactly where hers was. She reached down in the side pocket of her bag and pulled it out. It's a message from HQ. There must be some kind of mission. All right, we'll listen to yours and then we'll have to find mine.
Maxine and Everett, we need your help on the Animal Rescue Division. You see, there's a huge wildfire going on in Africa, and we've been able to save most of the animals in the area, but there is a baby giraffe that is missing and unaccounted for. We need you to get your jetpacks and your water guns and head over to Africa to save the baby giraffe. Over and out.
Are you kidding me, Maxine? That sounds really crazy and a little scary, but really awesome that we get to help a baby giraffe. I've never seen one of those. Maxine said, yeah, but before we go, we gotta find your Spy Kid beeper. The rest of about 5 minutes it took them to find Everett's beeper. It was in his left shoe. What in the world is it doing there? There was not a good answer for that, but Everett just slid it back into his spy gear bag. All right, Maxine, let's put on our jetpacks and let's blast off. 3, 2, 1, go! Their jetpacks were all charged and blasted off. They had a long trip ahead of them to get all the way to Africa. Did you know that Africa is probably really far away from you, and there's a lot of very cool animals there? Do you know what kind of animals live in Africa? Yeah, like lions and what else? Elephants and giraffes. Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of creatures there that need to be protected because some people, they want to hurt those animals, or maybe their habitat, their homes are being destroyed. And so we have to make sure that we protect them, right? Yeah. And so as Everett and Maxine got closer and closer to Africa, they had to follow their GPS that gave them the directions of exactly where to start looking. There's so much smoke, Everett. Maxine was right. There was a lot of smoke in the air. They must be getting closer to that big fire, right? All right. Let's put on our spy masks. That'll help us breathe better. They put on their spy kid face mask and started exploring to get closer. And pretty soon they could see it. Yeah, I think it's right over there. That's where we're supposed to start looking. Just ahead of them was a field that had not yet been burned, but it was very close. The fire was super duper close. And oh no, it looks like the fire is starting to spread to that area. We gotta get down there fast. Maxine and Everett landed carefully in that field and they started looking everywhere. Where would a baby giraffe hide? Do they climb trees? Maxine asked. No, they don't climb trees. Do they make any sounds? Hey guys, do giraffes make any noises or sounds? I don't think so, so we can't call out to him. Oh no, where is this baby hiding? All right, if I was a baby giraffe, Everett said, where would I hide if there was a fire nearby? Look down there. There's a whole bunch of rocks and it looks like there's a cave. Maybe he's hiding in there. Let's go check it out. Maxine and Everett ran over to this cave and looked inside and called inside. Hey, are there any baby giraffes in there? We're here to help you. We're from Spy Kid Animal Rescuers. They didn't hear or see anything. And then all of a sudden, wait, Everett, look, shine your flashlight back there. I think I saw something. Everett picked up his flashlight and shined it to the back of the cave. And sure enough, there it was, a tiny baby giraffe that was very scared, hiding in the back corner all by himself. Oh no, there he is. And so Maxine carefully crawled back to the back of the cave and helped the baby giraffe get out. It was shaking. It was so scared. But Maxine gave him a nice hug and that helped the baby giraffe feel a lot better. All right, we gotta figure out how to get out of here because the fire is now completely surrounding us. There's no way we can walk out of here. We gotta fly. All right, baby giraffe, here's a harness for you. Let's clip him in and then we can use our jetpacks to fly out of here. Quick, it's getting closer. Maxine and Everett worked together to attach the special giraffe harness onto the baby giraffe so that they could make sure that he was nice and secure as they flew out of that dangerous place. All right, we gotta go now. Go, go, go. On the count of three, they blasted off. 1, 2, 3. Whoa! The fire was so close, but they got out just in time with the baby giraffe safely in their arms and attached to a harness. Maxine and Everett now needed to return back to a conservation area where they were waiting with the giraffe's parents. They needed to bring this baby back there quickly because I think he was very hungry. All right, there it is. Oh, there's his parents, look. There were two big, tall giraffes standing by. They looked very worried because they were looking around for their baby too. All right, we'll see you later, baby, bye. The baby giraffe ran over to his parents and looked very happy. Everett and Maxine had saved the day. They rescued that little baby giraffe and oh, he looks so happy. He's gonna be all better. And now, we need the fire rescue team to come in and put out this fire. The end. Wasn't that such an awesome story about saving animals? I love saving animals and making sure that they're protected, right? You too? Yeah. Well, as you heard in the story, we have a super cool spy kid mask for our faces. And so if you go to kidshortstories.org/spygear, you can get a face mask just like all the other spy kids. All right, we'll see you next time on Kids Short Stories. Bye!